All right, so no one's gonna
in the scope of like what you're doing right now, do you think with like your growth mindset, do you think your potential is unknown?
I actually think that it depends on like what aspect of like potential. So there's some parts of my potential that I know I've like reached the maximum of. But like when you're talking about school, I think it's hard to know what your full potential is.
I mean, like, do you think your teachers know your true potential in each of your subjects?
No, I don't think so. No.
So if you truly believe that your true potential,
because it's like the start of the years right now, and like after three ways, like with the conversations I had, like they're all positive, but like they're all like, okay, so like you've had a good start, but you need to keep it up. And like maybe like in some subjects I felt that they thought that it might just be the, since it's like the start of the new year, I'm motivated, but like hopefully they'll see that like I actually want to do that through the whole 2 years. So
it looks like you truly believe that your true potential is unknown.
Yeah.
Yes.
My impressions on them, I think like maybe so far in certain subjects I've tried to be more reserved because like I'm not like as comfortable or like I've not like cemented my place in it as the same extent that like I had last year because we had a full year. So, what was the question again?
So what made the teachers,
what was the impression? Yeah, so maybe slightly more reserved than I would be in like normally, so.
So like not like raising your hand up for like everything?
Yeah,
so
not in all subjects.
Because you have gone in thinking, oh, this is going to be a harder subject, so you've been more reserved so that you can kind of bide your time?
Partly, yeah. Also, that I want to like get a better understanding of things before I like talk about them like openly. Because I don't like just for me, I don't like talking about things I don't know anything about. Because I just feel like if like someone listens to that, they're just not like getting correct information. Because even I don't know if the information's correct.
But some, like the teacher in there would
come in. Yeah, but I'd also like not want him to think that like that I'm saying something with so much confidence, like without knowing enough about it, because I don't want to seem like deluded in the fact that I think I know everything, even though like in myself I know I don't know it yet.
So if somebody else in a lesson puts their hand up and volunteers to me, do you think, oh, they're a bit deluded into thinking they're amazing, or do you think, oh, they're giving it a go?
Not in terms of questions and, okay, yeah, like if you think about it that way. But I wasn't talking like more in terms of questions. I was talking like if someone has like a question and they would want me to answer it, I wouldn't want to give an answer without knowing for sure that like what I'm telling them is correct.
But if it was reversed, would you want someone to give you an answer?
That's wrong? No.
But as in just to give their best shot at it? Do you think you learn from having a go?
Yeah, maybe. It's like subjective on like the scenario as well. But like I see what you're like saying.
There's a little bit of fear, like if you say something that people like completely disagree with and they're like a higher rank, they might like try to like publicly embarrass you or something.
No, not really that. More that like if I'm giving someone like, so like Kieran asks me a question and I just give him the wrong answer and he follows through with what I've given him, like I wouldn't want to like mess someone up like that.
Right.
Okay, post that.